The Red Sox signed Rosny Castillo out of Cuba late in the 2014 season, and he went on a whirlwind tour of the Sox minor league system. Now he's finally made his debut in Boston. Tim McMaster here, along with MLBPipeline.com's Bernie Pleskov. Bernie, what do you like about this talented, toolsy outfielder?
Tim, a lot of times when people think of the players coming out of Cuba, they think of these big, strong guys. Well, he's a strong guy, all right, but he's only 5'9", 195 pounds. So he's kind of built close to the ground, and he's got very powerful upper body, very strong, and I think the home runs will continue to come as he gets used to major league pitching. He tried to defect once from Cuba, got caught, and then the second time he was successful, and the Red Sox signed him in 2014. He is a good. He has very good eye-hand coordination. He's got a powerful upper body and strong wrists. Very good power-speed combination. For a big, strong guy, I think he's got 20 home runs in that bat and enough stolen bases to steal 15 to 20 every year.
Bernie, is there an area that Castillo still needs to work on?
I think there's two things that I've noticed when I saw him play in the Arizona Fall League. His swing can get long sometimes as he tries to power the ball out of the park. When his swing is best, it's short and more compact. But when he lengthens the swing, trying to get more power, he generally loses his contact and gets a lot of swings and misses. The other thing I noticed, Tim, was he didn't play with a lot of energy, and I think that was just getting acclimated to playing here in the United States, new food, new culture. And we sometimes take it for granted that these young men will come over and adjust immediately. That's not the case. It's a major, major change of life. And I think Castillo, if he plays with energy, can be a real good addition and add a tremendous spark to the Red Sox lineup.